Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Ambler reaches second base with a double. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Ambler moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ambler scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to third. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lottigiani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Lottigiani reaches second base with a double. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Heath reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Heath scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pitlock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lodigiani hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Siebert bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hayes is walked intentionally. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to home to get Moses. Siebert moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Nels Potter now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hale scores. Heath goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Averill scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Al Williams now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keltner moves to third. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to home to get Keltner. Pitlock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to third. Allen moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. Allen scores. Larry moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lottigiani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.